your Lacrosse Odyssey, for news, stories, and special guests. So sit back, buckle up, and enjoy the ride.
4-2 in today's 2021 Premier Lacrosse League Expansion Drafts.
All righty, here we are, Expansion Draft. I'm so excited to have this, guys. We've got the coaches for the Outsiders. This is exclusive to the Lax Swim Radio platform. We have Coach Bear Davis and Coach Daryl Delia on to share their selections for the 2021 expansion draft for the latest team in the PLL, the Outsiders Lacrosse Club. Here we go.
Hey, I'm going to...
What's up?
Did you forget to tell Mike? Did you forget to tell him yet?
What are we doing?
It was all April Fool's joke, Mike.
Barry, you're interrupting. This is a high production thing.
April 2nd, Fool's.
This is high production, and you guys are just laughing through this. This is getting tough. All right. You have your first pick ready to submit, you guys? This is big. I'd do a drum roll. Well, I don't have it.
I think, we just want to let you know that we're excited about the draft today. It's been a while since Double and I have been on the draft team together. And we couldn't thank you more, Michael, for having us on the show to announce our picks.
Well, it's my honor, obviously, to have two esteemed coaches as of yourselves, or such as yourselves. And I'm looking forward to see your picks because we got some great players out there. You want to start with your first one, Bear? Daryl, you want to say hello, or are you just going to be quiet here? What's going on?
Hello.
Oh,
hello.
There you go.
All right. No, I'm here.
This is the coaching staff for the Outsiders Lacrosse Club.
We put in a lot of time and effort for this draft.
Yep. All right.
All right, our pick is in.
Let me read it. Hold on. Got to open the envelope. With the first pick of the 2021 expansion draft for the Outsiders Lacrosse Club, Dylan Malloy. Well, look at this. Dylan Malloy, the first pick. He's got to be honored to be on your team, I'll tell you, this Outsiders team. We have Dylan on the phone.
Yo, really?
No, I'm just kidding. Our budget's low. So we got Dylan Malloy, the first pick. What do you think? Why'd you pick him first? Bear, I'll go with you.
Go first? All right.
You got this. Yeah, you get it, Tubbs.
Dylan is a weapon. From the inside finish and the outside shot. And I feel that he would definitely be a guy who's going to score a lot of goals in the PLL for the Outsiders.
Very good. So that's number one pick is Dylan Malloy. Bear, what do you got?
Well, we definitely felt that he was a fitting pick for the Outsiders, considering his flip from MLL to PLL to back to MLL, and probably would be just a poster child for the Outsiders.
Perfect. Perfect. Now that you've crushed his dreams of playing ever again by letting everybody know, Bear.
Whoa. He's playing. He's playing for the Outsiders.
Okay, playing for the Outsiders.
We just picked him first.
All right,
we just picked him first.
All right, with the number two pick out of New Fairfield, Connecticut. Did you know that, Bear? New Fairfield, Connecticut?
I did know that.
C.J. Costabile, also from a Bayhawk. And, you know, Daryl, go ahead. You worked with this guy. Why is he up there?
Oh, yeah. CJ, his ground ball machine, a kid who's going to battle for everything, ground balls, as well as shooting with the shorter arc now. I think he'll be a two-point weapon that the Outsiders can really rely on in transition.
What do you think, Barry? Good pick for you guys? I think you like him. He's number two.
Yeah, of course. We need a veteran presence, been in championship games. Can play he can play on the base, he can play on the wing on faceoffs. You know, I think he's still got a good solid year or two left in him, and happy to have him on the Outsiders
So C.J. Constable, the second pick of the Outsiders Lacrosse Club. And coming in number three, you ready? You got your person ready to go, Bear?
Yep, our pick is in.
And the pick is in for the Outsiders. Number three pick, 2021 expansion draft for the Outlaws Lacrosse Club. What'd I say, Outlaws? I'm making up new names. I'm giving you the Denver team. Outsiders Lacrosse Club. Tommy Palasek. Now, this is one of my favorite players. I always think this guy, you know, you always talk about underrated, but if you're talking about him being underrated, there's that question, is he really underrated if you're talking about him being underrated? But I always thought this guy was a good player. I'm surprised he's not picked up by somebody. Bear, are you? You're off. You gotta click yourself on, man. Daryl, I'll go to you.
Sure.
So what do you think, Daryl? I mean, this guy, I've always liked Palasek. This guy's been a stud.
Tommy's a grinder. We need some grinders with some experience with his getting his nose dirty, coming up with the loose ball and finishing in tight. He's going to be a big addition to our offense. Like I said, this guy can go after it, and he plays hard every second of the game. So we're really excited to have Tommy in our Outsiders new uniform.
Yeah. Now you may remember Tommy was kind of with the Lizards, so he won a championship, right? And then he went down to Atlanta, which became that other team, Philly.
Yes.
And never really played. So there we
are. Well, I'll tell you what, Tommy also likes being on our show. So therefore, he's a great number three pick for us because we can get him on. And you have access to him.
We do. I like Tommy. I really do. I've had him on the show a couple of times. He's a good guy. So let's go to the number four pick here. Number four pick for the Outsiders Lacrosse Club in the expansion draft. And it goes to Nick Mariano. Nick Mariano. Now, explain to me. Obviously, we all know this guy's a player. But, Bear, why'd you pick Nick?
Well, we would have Coach Mariano, who is on the Outsider staff, talk about his brother like this. But, however, he got, like, real work or something like that in his way today. Hoping he can join us later. But Nick has proven to be a pro talent. I mean, he can play attack, he can play midfield. I think he's also what we feel is just a great role player. I mean, he knows his role. If he's got to go to the goal and score, he'll score. If he needs to be a feeder, he'll feed. You know, I think Nick really is a complete team player and has great experience now and would be a great addition to the Outsiders.
Daryl, I heard, and maybe you can help me on this, I heard that he's not in the PLL right now because of Tom.
I didn't hear that.
Tom's holding him back.
That's purely a rumor, I guess. But what I like about it, not only is he a high lax IQ guy, I love to see him and his brother argue on the sidelines. Which is always fun for me as the offensive guy. So I love that.
All right, so the fourth pick was Nick Mariano, obviously. Top four, I'll just recap. Dylan Malloy, number one. C.J. Costable, number two. Tommy Palasek, number three. And we just talked about Nick Mariano. Number five, coming in at number five. The pick is in. 2021 expansion draft. Greg Denseglio. All right, Daryl, let's go. Tell me about this guy.
Well, I had the honor of coaching with him this past season, and he is a consummate pro. He knows the defense. He leads the defense, and he's a very good teammate. And not to mention, he has a boatload of talent covering their top, the other team's top offensive player.
Yeah, we had some claims on Greg heading into the machine. So a lot of conversation with him heading into that season. And felt like Greg had not only, you know, can cover, but the leadership aspect. And I think, you know, double, obviously I had a chance to coach him. So Greg is going to be a great fit for the Outsiders and our fifth overall pick.
Fifth overall pick. Let's jump to number six here. This is a pick. I don't know. Would you call this guy a little bit of a journeyman? He seems like he's bounced around a little bit. With the sixth pick Always a stud, too. This guy has a stick that's just unbelievable. Mark Matthews. Not a surprise to anybody on this broadcast. Bear?
Well, you know what? We just wanted to make sure that we were just adding to Mark's jersey collection. He just does not have enough unique jerseys in his collection. So the outsider jersey would be a perfect fit for Mark Matthews. Mark is a journeyman. I think there's probably not a pro player in the league he has not played with. So coming into the locker room, he'll be very familiar with at least half the guys at some level, whether it's through box or outdoor. You know, big presence, lefty, obviously can come in and score some goals for us right away. So excited about having Mark with the Outsiders. Dubs?
Well, having Mark on our roster is going to help not just scoring goals, but I think bringing in the fans, because he's a fan favorite, that's for sure. And the Outsiders need to come up with a nice following. Mark is a guy that I know when we played against him, we always worried that never know, in the stick one second, out in the back of the net the next. We had him for half a season when we were with the Machine, and he did some amazing things as well. So he's a big, big finisher and a phenomenal feeder. So we think he's going to help our offense. Dylan Malloy and Tommy Palisak are going to benefit a lot from his beats.
I've seen this guy do some magic stuff with that stick. I've seen, you know, just one-handed stuff, and you know, it's nuts what he does with that little twig he has in his hand, huh? Bear?
Yes.
Thanks. Well, Mark's scary. Mark's scary because he could have he could go 0-for-6 on shooting, or he could be 6-for-6. And I think that's what's crazy about his game, and maybe that's why some people can be a little bit hesitant to picking up Mark, because I mean, it is what it is. He's you know, sometimes he's a little inconsistent, but when he's on, holy smokes, is he on. And we just got to find a balance to where he feels comfortable, and we get more on days than off.
Well, interesting. So let's go. Where are we? We're coming up to the, what number pick here? We're up to the seventh
number
pick.
Number seven.
We only have to go through...
Yeah, this is the fastest draft ever. This is the fastest draft.
We only have to go through 960 more of these, so this is good. We'll be done by noon. So here we go.
A deep roster.
Here we go. Number seven pick. And I'll tell you, I got his book. If you didn't buy his book, go out and buy it. It's sitting right on in my study on my coffee table. Brendan Bomberry. The man. Bear, talk. Give me some insight on why we picked him at number seven.
Well, Brendan is we had Brendan for an exhibition game with the Machine, but it was great. He comes in the locker room, ton of energy. Everybody loved Brendan right away. I think he has that ability again with a new young team. You need versatility. He can play attack. He can play midfield. Also, just a great locker room presence. So, you know, a big fan of Brendan, and of course, he'll do great things for us. Dubs?
Yes, another multifaceted offensive player who can finish on the crease, dodge from X for a goal, or take a time and room shot from the 14-yard arc. So we're excited with Brendan. We think that lefty bomb's going to drop a lot of G's for us this year.
Lefty bomb's going to drop a lot of G's. Listen to you. Boy, this team, the Outsiders, don't forget. We got Soda Pop and Pony Boy on the line as the coaches. Bear Davis, Daryl Delia. I'll let you guys fill in who's who. All right, so we're going to our next pick here. We're at pick number 8. And you know what? I was waiting for this pick. You needed a goalie, right? So this is your goalie pick, Austin Kaut. Daryl, let's go with you. Give me some rundown on this guy. Had a great season. Wow.
He's battle tested, this kid. He's seen a lot of shots in his day, and he makes some great saves. And in big situations, this guy comes to play. And we need a guy who's going to be a brick wall coming out of the chute for the Outsiders. So we were excited about having Austin as one of our keepers.
Yeah, definitely feel that Austin, if you look back in his pro history, he's a commander. I mean, the guy definitely commands, you know, high level out of his defense. He, you know, he's a winner too. That's what I see. I mean, when he's gone, I know we haven't really seen that with him with New York, but facing him when he was at Florida and turning that program around, we're hoping we get to see a little bit more of that with the outsiders, with Austin Kout stepping in, being a leader, and working with veteran Greg Danseglio to get that defense going.
All righty. So we are now through 8 picks. We have the 9th pick coming up. And I will say you that I actually want to raffle at this guy. I got my little take on all these guys too. It's not quite as in depth as you guys, but I entered a raffle with this guy to raise money, and I gave him, you know, some money, and I actually won. And I got some really cool Lyle Thompson stuff, game worn, practice worn stuff in a Lyle Thompson Iroquois bag. It is cool. I got to tell you, cool stuff. So with your 9th pick, you picked Frank Brown. Bear, let's go. What do you got?
Downtown Frank Brown, big, strong presence. Love Frank. He's, you know, just again, another great locker room guy. He's a big presence, plays with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, being a Hobart guy, you know, NEC, not always getting a ton of love in the pro ranks. But you know, Frank came in as a rookie. I think his first touch, you know, he went to the goal in Florida, goes the goal, scores right away, makes himself known. Not quite sure that he's found the groove in the pro field level that he has in the NLL, but I think it's just a matter of time before Frank can compete. He just needs a chance.
Darryl, what do you think? You like this pick? I mean, you picked him. I hope.
Oh, I love big Frank Brown. Frank coming off an MLL championship as well with the Cannons. We call him the gentle giant. He's big target, shoots the ball from 12 to 15 with precision and heat, and he's going to help us stretch out the opposing defense, that's for sure.
All righty. So Frank Brown with the 9th pick. 10th pick. Here we go. Pick is in. 2021 expansion draft for Outsiders Lacrosse Club. Leo Storis. Darryl, I'll start with you. Give us a rundown of this gem.
Well, on top of him being a very good defender, he wouldn't hesitate to drop the gloves to protect us. So that's a good thing for us. Having the outsiders with a little chip on our shoulder, he's going to be the leader of having that chip on our shoulders. And he's going to go ahead and push the ball in transition and be very smart off-ball defender.
Bear, what's your take on this? Are you guys looking for that chip? Or is the outsiders going to be that team that is going to be the – playing all season long with a little chip on their shoulder?
Well, we're not called the outsiders for nothing. We're the outsiders because let's just be frank here. Nobody wanted us. So yes, we were coming in. We were coming in swinging, baby. We're a little bit of maybe more talented. We're like the Washington Generals of the Harlem Globetrotters. You know, we got to come in and earn our right to be on the field. So I think Leo's, you know, when we look for putting together a defense, we're looking for guys that can do different things for us. And like Double said, you know, you need a little bit of an enforcer, somebody that can, you know, Greg's probably more of the high IQ off ball communicator, can cover, of course he can cover, but, you know, Leo can be a little bit more of an eraser for us and you know, get the big boy matchup.
So that's top. We have 10 picks so far through the draft, starting with the first pick of the 2021 expansion draft for the Outsiders Lacrosse Club, Dylan Malloy, followed by CJ Costabile, Tommy Palasak, Nick Mariano, Greg Danseglio, Mark Matthews, Brendan Bomberry, Austin Kout, Frank Brown, and of course we just talked about Leo Storis. The number 11 pick, which I just received in my hand from Bear, Jack Jasinski. Let's go. Keep building. Daryl, who's going? Bear?
Oh, I'll go. Oh, I'll here.
Yeah, you go, Dubs.
I can go. We added some speed there with my boy Jack. He's elusive. He's downhill, and he's a jackrabbit of a runner. And we need speed up and down the field, and he's gonna fill that mold.
Yeah, I love Jack's diversity. I mean, he definitely is a short stick nightmare. Although I think because of size, people feel like they want to short stick him. But due to speed, it's almost next to impossible to short stick him. So that makes it a perfect nightmare for defensive coordinators. And Jack's work ethic is, I think, second to none. I get the opportunity to spend some time with Jack here, as we work for the same, Resolute Club here in Columbus. And just seeing him train and get after it, and his energy for the game is unbelievable.
Shameless plug there. That's what happens here.
Yeah,
always dropping names, this guy.
Listen, it's all part of the business, right?
So Jack Jasinski with the number 11. He was a number 11 pick for the Outsiders Lacrosse Club. Number 12 comes in with Will Sands. Will Sands, the number 12 pick in the 2021 expansion draft for the Outsiders Lacrosse Club. Bear, let's start with you on this one. Will Sands.
Yeah, Will made his presence there when he first got into the pro ranks with Boston, and he's a quarterback. I think he's again plays with a chip on his shoulder. He's a perfect fit for the Outsiders, where he got bumped out of that team and traded off, and maybe felt like he got a little left for dead. However, he's a high talent. The guy's a quarterback. I think you need a guy like him when you have great presence like Mark Matthews and Tommy Pelissek and Dylan Malloy. Those guys are all going to draw. We can throw Will out there, and Will can distribute, score if he needs to score, but also make sure the ball gets in the right hands.
Daryl?
Well, I witnessed that. I witnessed his playmaking ability firsthand when he played us in Annapolis over the summer. He definitely is a feeder. He's got great COD. He gets the goal line extended quickly, and he's definitely a matchup problem, whether we run him at midfield or if we run him as the X attack. But he's definitely a guy that's going to generate some offense for us.
Well, this team is really shaping up, I have to say. I'm listening to you guys, and you've obviously put a lot of thought into these people and picking them. It's not like you just put this together right before the show or anything. I mean, this was a lot of thought that went into this. So we've got to jump into our next pick. And our next pick, first I've got to find, Bear, did you submit it? Next pick's in. Number 13 for the Outsiders Lacrosse Club. Out of Darien, Connecticut, Mark Ivanchuk. Mark Ivanchuk is a stud defender. I'll give you that. Good shutdown guy. He plays, you never hear his name, which is great in defense, right? I'll talk to you guys. When you don't hear a guy's name, you know that he's playing great defense. And on top of that, went to UPenn, had a great career at UPenn. But did you know the one fact that he holds, I don't know if he still holds, but he held the sack record in Connecticut, he was a stud football player, and he can squat unbelievable amounts of weight. So, Daryl, I'll throw it to you first. Mark Ivanchuk, why that pick?
Well, considering his very first assignment in the pro league was covering Lyle, he did a darn good job of it. So he didn't bat an eye. You would never know he was a rookie then, and he played lockdown defense throughout that whole tournament, and we think that he's definitely a guy that's going to he's going to bring some young legs to the defense, and like you say, physical, and he put some people down in fine outsider fashion on the field.
Another one, another beast. Go ahead, Barry.
Listen, we need some defensive guys that can come out there and bully people around, and again, we need guys that fit. Fit what we're trying to accomplish here, and that's be bullies, dictate the pace, and he's there.
Yeah, he's a good one for you guys. 13th, I would have picked him a little higher, but what do I know? All right, number 14, the 14th pick in the expansion draft here, Brian Cormody. Bear, you wanna start off?
Yeah, Brian Cormody has been a guy that's been on our radar for it's been on my radar for a long time. He's a guy that we drafted out of Delaware for the Ohio Machine. However, it was tough to crack a lineup with Kyle Peterbaum and Tommy Schreiber. It was really tough to and Jake Bernhardt. We didn't know where to put him. But you know, I'm so happy that he's been able to survive and find places, not only survive but thrive. I mean, the guy had a game winner last summer. Unfortunately, Dubs, against you guys with the, with the Outlaws, and his speed is unreal. Again, we're building this team with some speed and some chip on the shoulder, and he can go both ways. He can play some defense if we need him to. So excited to have Brian on the Outsiders.
Daryl,
yeah, I agree. Definitely a threat. Downhill Dodger shoots the heck out of it, plays hard, has high RPMs, and as Bear said, he did beat the BayHawks in overtime with a goal, and just for that alone, I'd like to have on our roster.
These guys that have come back and beat you and beat up on you guys, and you're bringing them onto your team because you like that chip on their shoulder. Number 15 pick is just in, Nick Tchaikovsky, number 15. Is this a surprise? Are we surprised by this? Bear, are you surprised by this? I know you picked it, but I'm asking a question. Number 15.
Well, I had to really defer to Double and Tommy on this pick since they had a little up close experience with Nick, where I just watched him play. I think these guys that come out of, you know, Burdick obviously had a hands-on feel for some of these guys in the Division II ranks, and I think they come in, they definitely play with a chip on their shoulder, and he's just a big presence, and you need some D-middies that, you know, can goon some guys up and make it tough to get them around. So excited to have him on the squad, and I'm sure Double can give us a little more insight.
Oh, sure. Nick is a guy that no one really knows about if you don't follow the indoor league, but we watched him flourish in our tournament last year. Big athletic kid who's able to run and finish in transition, and another guy that will have Leo's back if we need to drop some gloves at some point, because he's big and strong and physical.
It's interesting. Boy, you guys are setting this team up with a chip on their shoulder, and I got to tell you, this is going to be spectacular to watch. Our number 16 pick, going back to the offensive side of the ball, Mr. Bubba Voigt. Bubba Voigt, we had him as a guest on the show. He was a great, great guest. Bear, go ahead. Give me some of your thoughts on Bubba.
Listen, love Bubba, and we've had him on a show, and certainly now he can't ever complain that he didn't get his name called with Double and I on staff. It is done. The pick is in. Bubba is an Outsider, and we are pumped to have him. I thought he played like that last year. I thought he played like, someone called his family bad names, and which makes him a perfect Outsider. And we're gonna throw him in. He's also a guy I feel like we can play anywhere on the field. You know, if we need him to whatever role we give Bubba, he's gonna fill that role and play with great passion. We're excited to have Bubba as an Outsider.
So Daryl, wait a minute. This is we had a little controversy with this, didn't we, Bear? Now it's starting to come back. Did you not pick him? You didn't draft him, did you? The first go around.
Listen, we're moving on. We're moving forward.
I remember this.
We picked him. We picked him now.
Daryl, did you know that I have Bubba on the show. Now it's all coming back to me. And Bear couldn't make the show, so I'm talking to Bubba, and he at the end of the interview, he says, I'm really disappointed Bear's not here because he didn't draft me. He said he was going to draft me and then left me hanging.
Yes, I'm well aware. That was great on Bubba's part, but those days are over, and we're looking forward to Bubba doing some trick shots behind the back, between the legs, off some great feeds, and he's always entertaining to watch, and we like to bring a little entertainment to the Outsiders' offense as well.
Bubba Voigt, yeah, he is entertaining to watch. What a player. Number 17. Oh, look at this guy. Mike Simon. Mike Simon, your pick number 17 pick, Mike Simon. Bear, God, give me some rundown on him. As if we need it.
Well, listen, we're full of outcasts over here at the Outsiders, just freshly coming off becoming an outcast, put in the player pool. We're going to take a little bit, you know, I think Mike Simon's one of those guys that, you know, when you coach against him, you don't realize how good he is until you go back and watch a film. You're like, wow, he just erased, you know, somebody from a game, and he has that ability to do it. You know, he's got the rings to prove it. So we are looking forward to getting a guy like Mike to lead this defense, you know, with the guys that we have, and excited that the rest of the league didn't see the value. So we're going to grab him.
Daryl, give us some rundown. Give us some rundown, man.
Hey, listen. Any time a guy can walk in with all that bling in our locker room is going to help us all. It's going to motivate the outsiders to bring home some more championships, or at least our first one anyway.
That's right. You know, listen, there hasn't been – you guys are coming into the league, and there's only been one team that's won championships. So you have the opportunity to be the second team to win a championship, and based on your roster so far, you're making a go at it. So – and I just want to remind everybody that all the jerseys and swag for the Outsiders Lacrosse Club, that's going to drop at the end of the show. So stay tuned, because you can see a lot of that on the radio. Let's go to the number 18 pick. I like this guy. Alex Woodall. Big Cat Alex Woodall. Bear, what do you think? This guy, face-off guy,
Listen, we all know you have to have the ball to win. And Big Cat, I had the fortunate experience of coaching Big Cat when he was 15, and he was still called Big Cat then. And then I had the fortunate experience of having to coach against him when he was in high school as well. Watching him play in college, we drafted him number one overall in the for the Machine. Watching play the past couple of years, you know he's a grinder, and we need somebody that can get us the ball. So it's important that we have Big Cat on the squad.
All righty. Bear with a little chainsaw in the background there, taking it to the last players that didn't make the team. So let's go to Daryl. Daryl, Big Cat, Alex Woodall.
As Bear said, we just want to get a chance to find a coach, and we had him number one pick, and unfortunately we all know what happened in that case, but we would definitely think that the Big Cat's going to get us the ball, and he's a tough matchup, and he's strong as heck, so we're looking forward to seeing him win a lot of faceoffs for the Outsiders this summer.
So are we going to ban the faceoff already? I mean, we keep talking about it, but okay. But that's another show, we'll talk about that. All right, number 19 pick in the 2021 expansion draft for the Outsiders Lacrosse Club is Ryan Keenan. Ryan Keenan, Bear.
Yeah, just super glad that we had the opportunity to call his name today, because Keenan is a beauty. Love Keenan. Nobody tougher than this guy. He can, again, I think he'll go up and down the field for you. He'll invert for you. When we first picked him up for for the Machine, he came into practice, proved that he was going to be a great pro. The other beauty about him was, you know, he played in the North-South All-Star game in college, and Drew McMinn at Robert Morris had coached him on that team. And he calls me up afterwards, like, "Hey, listen, this kid's first step is unreal." He's like, "You're gonna really want him, and well, you can invert with him, you can do whatever." And that's certainly what we got a chance to see. And he came in, and I think he did some great things for the Bayhawks. I'll let Double talk on that. But we're excited to have Keenan as a outsider.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Ryan has the knack to get underneath his defender and basically sacrifice his body for the betterment of the team. He gets his shots off, scores a lot of goals, and he's definitely underrated. and also a former MLL champion, so that can't hurt.
Now, before we go on to the next pick, I'm just curious, do you guys have, at this point, do you have a little mantra that you guys are going to talk to these players about? Is there your season line or word, or what do we have going on? Have you thought about this? I mean, this is all stuff that the fans want to know.
Oh, I think we have 100% been talking about our mantras. And before we get to our 20th pick, I can tell you it is, first, save up some money because we're not really in the league. So if you want to come in and play, you have to pay for your own flight. Number two is we hope we can get a game, maybe an exhibition, and, you know, in the preseason or something. I don't know. And we may be practicing for nothing. But that's what the outsiders do. You know, we take risks. We meet people in parks, you know, ready to play. That's why we're the outsiders.
I'll tell you, Daryl, this is very motivating.
If nothing else, maybe we can spend a weekend up in Lake Placid this summer with this group and show the world what the outsiders really look like.
Uh-oh. Cha-ching. Look at that.
Not scared. Throwing it out there.
Not scared of that. Not scared of that with this group.
Holy cow. Look at that. I don't know, outsiders, right before you. This is we're pulling the curtain back, guys. This is what it looks like when in the war room. So with our 20th pick in the 2021 expansion draft for the Outsiders Lacrosse Club, Evan Malloy has been chosen to be an outsider. Bear, I saw you teasing with him a little earlier. What's going on?
Listen, I think we all know Evan. Evan was going to have his big debut, big chance with the Machine, and loved Evan, loved his presence, and you know, in our tryouts, and you know, I think that he's a guy that obviously has a chip, and probably rightfully so, and couldn't be a better fit for an outsider spot on the roster. So we're excited to have. Turn Rake, he's going to be a beauty for us.
Daryl, what do you think? This guy, he's the man, I'll tell you. I wish he'd call in.
Yes, I know there's a lot of former guys that Bear and I had either had the opportunity or were going to coach a lot of these guys in the previous world. And he would have definitely shined. Turner Rake is, and not to mention, he's another guy that's going to lighten up the mood in the locker room, which we always enjoy. So I think Evan's going to be he's going to push Austin for playing time, and I'm looking forward to that challenge.
We got our 21st pick coming up in my hand. Chad Tolliver, Daryl, start with you on Chad.
Consummate middy, plays hard, runs up and down. He's a yes coach, no coach kind of guy. Love him. He's another locker room guy that's going to help with the culture for the outsiders, and he can push the ball with the best of them.
Yeah, Chad's a guy that came to one of our I think when we scrimmaged Ohio State with the Machine, we had a couple guys come in and get a look, and Chad definitely had that instant locker room presence and very grateful for the opportunity, which I think could go a long way. And we're excited to have Chad, you know, with the outsiders.
Yeah, and he's going to be so motivated by your mantra too. I can see that all these guys, you know, they're buzzing with that mantra. Make sure you make more money and all the rest of that stuff. I'll get it all down in a second. Number 22 pick. The number 22. Bear, you want to announce the 22 pick?
Well, yes, sure. Yeah. We have selected John Mazza. John had, you know, a great pro debut, and I think he's understands the level of play that's being asked of him, and you know, certainly is a threat, and excited that he can, you know, he'll fit in with the mix of guys that we have. And once again, a guy that can score, feed, you know, do all the things that you ask of him. Stretch the field, which is important too, especially with the little closer two-point arc from the MLL. So that would be interesting to see. You need somebody that can stretch the field, get the defense out, and make them play, guys.
Darryl, what are your thoughts on this guy?
Mazza is a big presence. I got to witness him firsthand as a rookie last year. He can score with either hand. He shoots the ball hard, and he's a power dodger. And he's also another one of those guys we don't have a problem getting off the bus first with the size of our guys. So he's a big boy, that's for sure.
Very good. All right. Well, listen, we're kind of buzzing through this here, and we've got a few more picks to go. I will tell you this next one. Bear, this next one is one of your favorites. You want to announce? Why don't you announce this one, too?
This is your role. This is your job.
Okay. All right, number 23 pick, 2021 expansion draft for the what are you guys called? Outsiders Lacrosse Club? Steve Prillo. Buffalo Bandits.
Oh, yeah.
Going in the grabbing from the indoor. Buffalo Bandits. God, Bear.
Yeah, love Steve. This guy got a chance to see him play once in live, and then several times on tape. And Steve is a presence. I think he's going to be a great pull. His game will transition very well. I think you'll see a very Brody Merrill-esque style of player, where I think he's going to be tough to get around. He can play short stick or pull. Obviously, very comfortable playing with a short stick, but I think he'll be a great pull. Played for Buffalo Bandits, captain. Guy lives in a van down by the river all summer, so he's ready to travel. He fishes. I think he lives completely off the earth. So if there's anybody that fits the outsider mold, it's going to be Steve Prillo. And excited to pick him up and have someone that's a captain in the NLL come and help us out on the D end.
Now, did you pick him up, Bear? I got to ask this question because did you pick him up because of the playability, or did you pick him up because, in case you guys get stranded someplace, this guy knows what to do?
Both.
Okay.
We've definitely picked. Well, I mean, when you have a team that's not really invited to fly two games, you need a guy that can live off the land a little bit on your squad and make decisions, for the best interests of the team. So Steve fit that. He fit that mold.
Especially with the meal stipend and everything you're giving out there. So he's going to need to do.
Hey, not to mention, fellas, not to mention that if there's a disagreement with the other team, Bear is definitely going to hide behind this 6 foot giant, the 6 foot five giant tree, and say, hold me back. Don't let me ask the other team.
Yeah, of course. Of course. You got to have that guy.
And we're coming down here with the 24 pick. Go ahead, Darryl.
I'm just saying, another guy coming off the bus first. We like these big guys coming off the bus first to intimidate the opponents, as we say, not just with words, but with size.
All righty. So number 24, another indoor guy you guys picked, Mitch Jones. Darryl, I'll start with you on this one.
I don't know much about him except for when I used to go watch him play in the indoor versus the Black Wolves. So he's definitely a physical specimen, and I'm looking forward to watching him push people around, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think Mitch is a guy that came out in a wave, that first wave of field players that came out of Canada that, made a push. And Mitch is one of those guys that's probably doesn't know it, but he can play, field at a high level, just given, he's put in the right situation. And certainly would be a perfect outsider, given the fact that no one's called this guy and said, hey, how do you feel about, field lacrosse?
All righty. Here we come, guys. We're running. We're coming to the end here. And you left me with number 25 pick, Cody Radziwicz. Cody Radziwicz, number 25. Let's go with Bear.
Yeah, no, I this is a guy that honestly hated. He's much like Jack in a way. Hated seeing this guy when we had to play against him, because you feel size low and you're like, oh, we'll short stick this guy. There's not a short stick can cover his speed. He's got blazing speed. He can stretch the field. He's just a, I think, for the 25th overall pick, we're getting a steal. He's got great, you know, great presence in the playing, you know, pro lacrosse for a while, and he understands what it takes to win. You know, we're trying to get this roster ready for training camp. He'll be a guy that will fight for a spot. You know, we got 30 guys allowed to be in camp, and we're going to save four spots for college draft picks. And Cody's a guy that probably could have been anywhere 1 through, you know, 25, I feel. I don't think anyone would look at that, you know, where he got picked and say, oh, wow, you know, that was – you picked him awfully early. So I think 25 would get him out of steel.
So we have a caller that jumped in. Caller, can you tell us who you are and why you're calling?
It's Evan Malloy. You guys told me to call. I didn't know what I was getting into.
Evan.
Well, Evan.
Bear has Evan, a lot to talk to about.
Welcome. Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to the show and the draft version of the outsiders. You know, we're the outsiders. Don't know if you've been informed by our general manager yet of the outsiders, but you just got drafted 20th overall for the outsiders with Daryl or Double D and myself. So how do you feel about playing for the outsiders? And might I add, before you answer that, you have to pay your own way, and we might be playing in a parking lot or Lake Placid, or maybe if said pro league ever wants to have an exhibition game with, you know, maybe the outsiders, you know, we could arrange something.
I'm a little speechless. I'm so excited to be drafted, but yeah, I'm ready to go. I'll tell you guys this. I'm in the best shape of my life right now. So I've stayed ready ever since, you know, our little fairy tale got blown up there. So I'm ready to go. Who else is on the team? What do you guys have organized here? This is news to me.
Oh, this is huge. This is huge, Evan. Hold on. I'll read you some of the names here. Okay, their first pick was Dylan Malloy, and then they had C.J. Costabile, Tommy Palasak, Nick Mariano, Greg Denseglia, Mark Matthews, Brendan Bomberry. This is a stud team. You're part of this group.
Yeah.
Austin Cowan, Frank Brown. And it goes on and on and on and on. But,
yeah,
but
I gotcha.
So this is a team that is, you know, as Bear said, apparently you guys are going to be pulling out of your pocket because Bear is not funding this whatsoever. He's going on record as saying that. And he has...
Well, time out. This is definitely funded by Laxform.
Oh, now we're
radio.
Talking.
That's what I heard. I heard that through the grapevine.
Okay. So like I said, you're going to have to pull out of your pocket, just like Bear said. And he also, just so you know, the games are going to be spectacular. We just put a game together with my 7-8 team. So that'll be happening in May.
Sounds good. Well,
hey, so
you guys get any other callers, or are you just clowning on me?
No, actually, you know what? I wanted to chat with you. I just wanted to applaud your show with Nick. You guys do a great job out there, and I figured we were having some fun, and we'd try and get you on, but because I saw Bear was going back and forth with you earlier. But you got a great show going on. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, it's been cool to get to know a lot of guys that you hear a lot about, and you know. Through other people, but you don't really like ever have a conversation with. So it's been great for that. And I feel like we've been a pretty cool platform for players, and a lot of guys get like this suit and tie stiff interview every time they get on a microphone to talk about themselves or talk about their lacrosse career. So I think it's been great and like a little bit of a different perspective, and it's been fun to do. So I'm glad it got me in touch with you guys again, and it got me on your little late April Fool's joke.
This is all Bear's idea. I'm just going along with it, Evan. Yeah. I've been.
Listen, it's only an April Fool's joke if we don't actually get together and play. Okay, if we can figure it out, we're going to put this on you, Evan. If you can get us an entry in the like Lake Placid or something fun, yeah. I think we have a squad that might be able to compete. Might be able to compete.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm a Lake Placid veteran, so. You guys are definitely gonna have to pay me to get me off my current team.
Uh
oh. So you better figure that out.
Oh, listen, I think I might be able to mow a couple lawns today and put together a stipend for you.
This guy, he's already negotiating.
Sure, I got gas in my mower. I gotta make sure I get gas in my mower before I can make that promise though.
Guy's been on the show for 5 minutes. He's already starting the negotiation process. He's a tough guy.
Yeah.
It's all right. And listen, Bear's got a crap load of dough, so you should be fine. He's got more money than he knows what to do with.
Sounds good. Well, you shouldn't have told me that, so now I have all the leverage.
Right.
Yeah, of course. It's all that funding that we got when we closed shop. You know, we sold the chairs at the stadium. We sold some tables and
some athletic tape.
Yeah, the Obetz Fortress is live and well. They doing a great job of filling it with other events, and they believe it or not, that stadium was going to be built regardless if there was going to be a pro lacrosse team or not. The Village of Obetz had plans, so it's really plays home to a lot of local Catholic schools for different sports, whether it's football or lacrosse. They actually hosted state playoff football this past year. So they've been able to use it. We still use it for different lacrosse events as well. But yeah, they're doing some good stuff with it. They do college ultimate frisbee like championships, yeah. And they do all kinds of crazy stuff. The rugby championships and. So, yeah, so they definitely have found some use for it. But we'd still love to put some pro lacrosse in there or somewhere in Ohio. That'd be great.
Yeah, definitely.
So I should say, Evan, we'll let you go. Obviously, we appreciate you calling in and having some fun with us. The post-game podcast is a podcast that you're doing with Nick. Good stuff. You should check it out. We're not afraid. We love it. We listen to everyone's podcast. So congratulations on that, and thanks for calling in and having some fun with us.
Yeah, yeah, Evan, welcome to the Outsiders too. It's a great group of guys.
I'm excited. I honestly thought you were throwing something together at first, and then I was like, wait a minute, there's no way. So that's funny. I was like, I didn't think it was gonna be something like, that legitimate. But I thought that you were trying to make a push. So you got me a little bit excited, Bear. I'm not gonna lie. So. Once again, you got my hopes up and then cut me down.
Oh, jeez. If it grows legs, you're in. If it grows legs, you're in.
That seems to be a trend, Evan. I've heard that. We've had a lot of guests on this show that turn to Bear and say, you had my hopes up, and then you crushed me.
Bear, you know what? I'm just going to flat out say it. I can't believe that you cut me for Scotty Rogers back in the day. I thought I had such a good tryout.
Well, that's for another show. We could, I want to blame Doubles on here. I'll blame Double. That was Doubles' call. We were actually in there, and I said, Evan.
Yeah, blame.
I was like, I really think Evan played his heart out, and he's like, no, cut him. I don't know. I was on your side, Evan.
That's a lie. Double D looked right at me and said, you made a shit ton of saves, but we already have two goalies, so thanks for the play to Ohio, I guess.
I mean, that's the unfortunate truth.
Oh, no.
Only two, sorry.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But you made this too. You made this too, Evan, so we made it up to you.
Yeah, all good. Now that it's ancient history, I just wanted to bust your guys' balls a little bit. But
You should. We deserve it. All right. Evan, thanks for jumping around with us.
All right, Evan.
Good to catch up with you guys. I'm sure I'll be in touch with you guys later.
Evan, thanks a lot.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
All righty. Well, look at that, huh? Got a call in. Probably being hassled by everyone saying you were just, just drafted on an expansion draft. All the people that are taking this very seriously. What are we down to, our last one? We down to 26?
Last pick. Well, this puts us in our training camp. Now, we're only allowed to dress 19, so I'm told. Oh. We can keep 24. We can get 30. Then you got your college draft picks. So this is our last.
So this is the last camp expansion picks. Draft. Kenny Massa, last expansion draft. Where do you see him fitting in, Bear?
Well, Kenny, we're going to have a battle with Kenny and Big Cat. Both of them have been sheens. They're excited. Kenny's a tough competitor, great locker room guy. Excited about having him. Dubs?
Hey, another MLL championship-winning player. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for winners.
Well, this is something. This show, I got to say, has to be one of our best shows, Bear. Definitely go down in the Hall of Fame. What do you think?
Oh, I tell you. I think double, you know what's funny is I know we're joking. We semi-joke around and have fun, of course, but I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't take this team and play just about anybody. Double, how do you feel?
I agree. I put this team up against any of the PLL guys, that's for sure.
All right, so throwdown. We got the Whip Snakes versus the Outsiders. And this is the way I think, this is the rule that should be implemented in the PLL. So you get these teams like the Outsiders that do an expansion draft. They pick some teams. Now, they're not in the PLL, but they have to play the championship team from the year before. If you win, you are now part of the PLL. What do you think?
Well, I mean, listen, there could be all kinds of fun stuff. I would just mind taking this team and doing some exhibition games. You know, I'd be like, hey, let's just see what we can do. Let's roll the ball out. And then, you know, in the end, honestly, like, and I think Double can agree, just hope that some of these guys get the rightful look, you know, like, because some of these guys should be playing. But being on the other side of it, just much like the conversation we had with Evan, is there's only so many spots, right? There's only so many spots, and it's just tough. It's hard to whittle it down. It's not like these GMs and head coaches have an easy job. Whoever they would cut to pick up any of these guys, we would have put those guys on this team. You know, so there's just a ton of talent. You know, there's so much talent out there, and I think that we just proved it. You know, that we could probably, now would we beat the Whip Stakes? Listen, you know, they're incredible. I mean, and they do a great job. Could we put together a team that could compete? I think so. I think this team would compete for sure. But you know, there's just so much talent there, and I'm sure Double can tell you. There's probably, everyone talks about the top 10 guys in college this year. This year might be the top 40 guys. I mean, there might be 40 guys that can help anybody right now. That from what I watch, you know, watching these games.
No, I agree. I agree with Bear. Everything he's saying. It's just so much talent out there right now. Both free agency and college is going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to this summer since I'll have a lot of free time on my hands, unfortunately. So I'll be watching as much as I can.
Well, guys, listen
we got to prepare for Sportini's 5-6 team, and then maybe after that we'll have a Lake Placid run.
What do you want to play, my 5-6 team or 7-8 team?
Well,
you know.
We'll play your 7-8 team.
All right.
We'll play your
7-8. They're pretty good, so you better watch out. So in all seriousness, I mean, to Barrett's point, you know, we're having fun and just kind of and we're able to have fun because there is so much talent out there. I mean, we could have made up names and throw different names, but, you know, to Barrett's point, you know, this is not a mockery of any of these players. These players are solid players and should be on a roster someplace. And I think, you know, before the show when we were talking about this, the two of you said this, that it's a shame that these guys are potentially sitting right now and not able to play. And this is the way that I think lacrosse is going to be for a while until, you know, teams expand, you get more expansion teams in there. But it is a unique sport in that sense, is it not? I mean, the only other sport, I mean, you know, I don't know. Is there another professional sport that you would equate to a lot of talent sitting? I mean, certainly not football, right? You've got practice squads, you got everything else. But is there, can you equate this to another sport or is it somewhat unique? I mean, I guess hockey, you can throw it out there, maybe soccer. Bear, I'll throw that to you.
Well, I think I think the fluidity between the AAA and the AA and baseball makes that sport unique. I mean, there's so many levels, and I think hockey kind of has that too. I mean, I lived in Wheeling where we had the Wheeling Nailers, and those guys would get bumped up to the baby pens, and then, you know, the baby pen guys would get, you know, bumped up to the to the Penguins, and it was just like you could see that. You know, there's one week you'd see a guy playing outstanding for the Nailers, and he would get a look. It's just, unfortunately, there's no, you know, D league or scenario for, you know, these guys to continue to play and develop and be seen. And I think Double can tell you, we saw that with so many guys in training camp, or, you know, even like Evan's case, you know, where he could play in, you know, a D league and prove like, hey, I'm ready to go. It's unfortunately you get like two training camps and It's like, oh, well, you know, we got these two guys and you're done developing at this level. And it's just, you know, it's just a very difficult scenario in our game. And that's a lot of it's funding and time. But if you look at the coaches available, the players available, I mean, certainly could there be a traveling developmental, you know, scenario where you got two teams and doing some exhibition stuff? Possibly. But again, that costs money and time, but I definitely think there's some room for it.
Well, what if, you know, let's chat about that a little bit. Does it make sense to have this league that is a, whether you call it developmental league or whatever you want to call it, and you have this league that's out there, and to your point, you know, maybe it's like the old club days, you know, the club days before the pros, you know, you get a couple big teams to give a little sponsor to a couple teams. They don't get paid a lot, but they get to improve the game. Daryl, you'd coach that, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, I sure would. I agree with you guys. If we can get the more kids we can play, we can get playing to show off their talents. There's so many hidden gems out there that people don't even know exist that can play at that level. So I think it would definitely be a good endeavor, that's for sure.
And we see it over and over again, right? We see the players that come up and you know, I don't want to say overachieve, that's probably not the right word, but then blossom in the pros. You know, they're not the first, second, third pick. They might be a, you know, second, third, fourth round pick, yet they come up there and all of a sudden they're a player. So there's a lot of these players sitting out there that, you know, you just want to get on the field and see what they can do. And I think that something should be done about it, and I don't know what the answer is. Like I said, Bear has the money, so Bear will have to fund this thing. But we'll figure it out.
That's something I don't have. And and Double, I want to go back. I might have misspoke on a player that we drafted here. Nick Tchaikovsky's background. I thought he was a Tampa guy, but he. What's his story? What was his story again? You were a little.
He's a Canadian. He's a Canadian who plays in the. In the NLL, and he's very physical, and he obviously field wasn't his specialty, but the first time he actually played was with us. I think he played at one of the universities in Canada and played a little bit of field. Other than that, he played all box.
Yeah, he's went to Trent University. Yeah. So yeah, how did again, that's just another guy. Like, how did you guys find this guy? I mean, like, that's crazy. Well, he was a beast.
Bear, living a life like we have, you know, you, me, and Coach Mariano, we're always, this is not a part-time job. It wasn't a part-time job for us. It was something that we always did and always looking for players. And you find guys in the indoor that you think that can relate to the outdoor. And he was one of them that Coach Mariano said for me to take a look at, and once I watched him, I was like, how big is this kid? He runs that fast? he's that physical? I was like, that's a no-brainer. It's one of those people say, I don't even know who this kid is, and he's dominating the field. That's where we came up with.
That's awesome. Now, I started reading on him. I was like, wait a second, was he a Tampa guy? And I knew Andrew Q was one of those D2 Tampa, you know, finds, and I realized that Nick was strictly Canadian university. So that's awesome. Yeah, I know, like, and that just proves our point, how many guys are out there. And I'm telling you right now, I know Steve Priello can play, Mitch Jones can play. I mean, those guys are as good as anybody. So it should be, thanks for hosting the draft, Mike. And sorry, Tommy had to do, like, real work and his missed mic, out on all the fun.
Well, his mic wasn't working. We couldn't get his mic to work. So we had technical issues. He couldn't get in
there. There you go.
Hey, so Daryl, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it. It's always great chatting with you. And
my pleasure. Anytime. I'm open to April 1st or April 2nd. So it doesn't matter to me. So as far as playing tricks on people, I love it.
Perfect. So we do our own April Fools. It's April 2nd because that way we fake people out. They're expecting it the first, and then we come back the second. So yeah, no, thanks for coming on, Daryl. It was great, and we had some fun with this.
Thank you guys.
And Bear, again, always a pleasure being on the air with you.
Sure. Are you serious right now, Mike?
You were waiting for something else, weren't you? I could see it. You were waiting for something. No, it's a pleasure. It's great chatting with you.
Always fun. Good Friday fun.
All right, with that, I think we should wrap this up. What do you think, Bear?
Let's go.
All right.
Let's kick off this holiday weekend. Let's go.
That's it. Happy Easter, everybody.
Welcome to the Lax Worm and Coach.